Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. President Trump is continuing his treatment for COVID-19 at the White House. Trump sounded optimistic about his health after leaving the hospital last night and urged the public not to let coronavirus defeat them. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the president said nothing about preventing the spread of the disease.
In a cinematic scene, Trump descended the stairs from the hospital at Walter Reed as the sun was beginning to set.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Then flew to the White House in Marine One, the sky a pinkish orange. There, he walked up the staircase to the south portico entrance of the residence, faced out toward the cameras, and removed his mask. A few minutes later, he tweeted a video where, again maskless, he said he was feeling great.
And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune, I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there, be careful. We have the best medicines in the world.
Trump's doctor said they will be cautiously optimistic and on guard for another week because Trump's condition could still change. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says that wearing a mask should be a patriotic duty. During an NBC town hall last night, Biden also said that the nation's schools should be able to reopen if proper guidelines are followed.
You can open safely. Limit class size, make sure the hallways are open in ways that they're not crowded, everybody wearing a mask, social distancing, ventilation taken care of in the schools so that you're able to make sure that it is not lingering in the air.
Biden says he's glad that the president is feeling better, but worries that Trump is not being serious enough about the threat of coronavirus. New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy is criticizing President Trump for attending a fundraiser at his Bedminster Golf Club only hours before he announced that he tested positive for COVID-19. Murphy says that Trump put lives at risk and should have canceled the event. A Texas police officer is charged with murder after fatally shooting a black man on Saturday. From member station KETR, Mark Haslett has details.
The incident happened in Wolf City, a small town about 70 miles northeast of Dallas. A police officer responding to a report of a disturbance at a convenience store shot and killed 31-year-old Jonathan Price. Witnesses say Price had been trying to break up a domestic disturbance. Police released a short statement Sunday, saying only that an unnamed officer had been placed on leave following an officer-involved shooting and the Texas Rangers were investigating. Monday night, the Texas Rangers announced that Officer Sean Lucas had been arrested and charged with murder in connection with Price's death. For NPR News, I'm Mark Haslett in Commerce, Texas.
This is NPR News. Federal law enforcement authorities are preparing for any possible civil rights violations during the upcoming election. In New Mexico, an FBI command post is being set up in Albuquerque, where a prosecutor will monitor complaints or threats. The process of tallying ballots is likely to take more time amid partisan monitoring efforts because of a massive surge in absentee ballots in response to the pandemic. The U.S. Supreme Court has begun its new term with a list of major controversies. Among them is a third Republican challenge to Obamacare and potentially cases involving the 2020 election. More from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
Even as the court begins hearing oral arguments this week, across the street at the Capitol, Senate Republicans are moving aggressively to get Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett confirmed before the upcoming presidential election. One reason is that numerous cases involving voting rules and allegations of voter suppression are being teed up in the wings, cases that could determine who's the next president if neither candidate wins a clear victory. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Congressman Chip Roy is calling for the resignation of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Roy says his former boss needs to step down for the good of the people after several senior lawyers in Paxton's office accused him of bribery and abuse of office. Paxton says he will not step down, and he blames the allegations on what he calls rogue employees. U.S. futures are higher in pre-market trading. This is NPR News.